Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hello. Hiya, mate.
Hello.
So, what have we all been up to this?
We? Oh, there is three of us. I keep forgetting Andrew's over there.
Yeah, I'm over here, but you just can't look at him.
I know. It's because I'm looking at him, and I'm not allowed to look at you because I might turn to dust or something.
Well, have you spent your week wisely trying to find a new joke of the week? Because I have to say, the standard that we had in the last podcast...
That's just
pretty dire.
That's just rude, Mr. Voiceover Man over there.
Yeah, but it's truthful, though. I always like to be truthful.
I'm all geared up. I'm definitely geared up. So what have you been up to this weekend, George?
Well, I've been doing my usual things. I've been...
Betting, no doubt, because you've got a gambling fixation, I know.
Yeah, I've been winning on horses, you know. A few weeks ago, I won 200 quid.
No.
Yeah.
You only put 25p on each way every time I speak to you about it.
Yeah, so what you do, 25p?
Yeah. That's what he said to me. He only put 25p on.
Yeah, good.
No, let me explain this.
Go on.
£4.50, right?
Yeah.
25p each way, lucky 15. Four horses.
And you won 200 quid?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And have you already spent that 200 quid or have you reinvested it? Into more horses.
It's in my mum's bank because she just knows I'll blow it.
That's what money's for.
Yeah, but I want to save it for things.
Well, I've had an interesting weekend. I've been out on a darts tour working with some darts faces, which has been really good fun. I don't know. Do you follow the darts? Andrew, do you remember the old darts? It's all back in fashion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember the old days. But we've got like a new superstar darts player, haven't we, this young kid?
What's he called now? I was going to say Adrian.
Luke Littler.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. Because there's Luke the Nuke, isn't it? But I've been with one of the older ones this weekend. Bobby George, King of Bling. Do you remember him?
Is he something to do with Ricky Hatton as well?
Oh, I don't know. Don't think so. He throws darts and Ricky Hatton throws punches, mate. So I can't see them merging those two sports together.
What have you been up to, Jordan?
Yeah, just doing my betting, but I've also... I'll tell you where I have been. I don't know if you know, but I'm into my antiques, mate. So I've been around a lot of antiques, mate.
I thought you were saying I'd been around a lot of old people then.
I've been around a lot of antiques mills with me dad.
And what do you buy? Are you searching for something in particular when you're trying to buy stuff? Do you know what you're looking for?
I brought a Toby jug.
All right.
Now, that's the thing you want to buy.
Why?
Because they're just terrific.
Horrific is the word you're looking for.
No, terrific.
Really?
Yeah. I don't actually know what you use them for. I've just littered my house with a load of them.
I'm surprised you've not got into the record fairs and started looking around for, like, you know, relics of music and first issues and all that kind of thing.
I wouldn't know where to start, to be honest. And the first thing I need to do... regarding that, is thin down my record collection, and then I'm going to start looking for certain records.
But that's the thing, you don't want to thin it down, because you might have something that might already be worth something, or certainly in the future anyway, you know.
Yeah, but I need to find someone that knows about records, and then sort them out, and then people can go, oh, you should keep that.
I think there's actually a website where you can actually input the number of a record. I don't know, they come with serial numbers. Bossman will know this, won't they?
Yeah, there are. Well, there are. They're still knocking about, and you put the details in, and it'll tell you what sort of price you might get for it.
Yeah. Oh, Discogs. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's one of them, but yeah. I think there's another one as well that I've used. Can't remember what it was, but yeah, definitely they are out there. But just do a quick Google, you'll find it.
I used to have a big Beatles collection, and I'm sure you're a Beatles fan.
Yeah.
But I used to collect all the vinyls when I was younger. And I wasn't around when the Beatles were around. I was obviously just born then. But in the 70s and certainly early 80s, you used to collect all the albums and the imports and the white album with the photographs in and all that kind of thing. And I had the collection. And I lost it. How'd you lose a record collection? Yeah.
You said it was in a mate's...
Oh, no, that's another part of my record collection. It's in my mate's loft in Reddish, and it's been there for 24 years, and I've not been to get it yet.
Right.
I did the same thing. I had thousands of vinyl. And because I was moving house a lot, I was living in London at the time, it just became a pain to move them about. And of course, by this point, CDs had come in, and then when we went to MP3s, so I thought, I'll just get rid of all the vinyl. Of course, vinyl's come back again, hasn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? And I've had this conversation with a few people over the years, Andrew, is that what I've missed about vinyl, and I'm pleased it's coming back, and I bet you've never experienced this, Jordan, but on a Friday or Saturday night, you end up back at your place, a house party, yeah, or whatever you're doing, and you get the beers out, and you have a good time, and you get the vinyls out, and you used to read the sleeves, you know, while the music was playing. And in the morning, you knew you had a great night because the floor was just covered with vinyl. Did you have that issue, Andrew?
It wasn't house parties, it was me on my own.
Oh! You and your cats.
Just sad old me on my own. But yeah, you did, didn't you? You get all the like inlays out of the record or the CD and have a good read as to what was in there.
I used to like with the Beatles stuff is finding all the backward messages and playing the vinyls backwards. And on the end of certain albums, like Sgt. Pepper and things like that, yeah, I think there was messages of Paul is dead and things like that. Are you aware that Paul McCartney isn't Paul McCartney?
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that conspiracy.
You must have that,
yeah,
boss, man, yeah. So are you aware, George?
Isn't he Paul McCartney?
No. He's actually Billy Shears. Paul McCartney's dead. And he was replaced by Billy Shears. Do you remember that story, boss man?
I do. Oh. It's all over YouTube.
Yeah, check it out, George. It's not him.
Right.
So I think going forward, what would be good for the podcast then is, yeah, you guys go out perhaps to one of these record fairs.
Yeah.
Talk to people. Get some interviews.
Yeah.
Find a bargain.
You said you wanted to practice your interviews, Jordan.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. That would be great.
There you go. That's your job.
Right.
For the next few weeks.
Your
mission. Have a think what you can do.
Okay.
While I'm keen on doing it, I was more keen on doing podcasts in pubs. I don't know why. Can we not do that a lot more?
No, we need to do something that actually links in with the podcast.
Yeah,
Kevin.
Pubs.
We can't just go out and get pissed all the time, mate. Sorry.
Have you got a beef from over there, boss man?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, just go. So on that note, then, because you are following the dream,
yeah.
Obviously we want to get you to the end of the dream, which is meeting and interviewing Amanda Holden. And along the way, we're going to try and get you to meet other people who work in the industry.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, I think you should do your Ask Boss Man bit. Ask me any questions.
Yes. And have I got a few up my sleeve for you?
Go on, then.
What inspired you to create this podcast and the structure of it?
Well, there were a few reasons, weren't there? If you think back when we worked at that little radio station together...
Yes,
and we worked out that podcasts were going to be the future.
Yep.
Well, back then we realised that that's exactly what you could do. And that's kind of why we created it. We just had to work out what the podcast was going to be about.
Yeah, because you couldn't put me on the radio, could you?
Well, I took everybody off the radio, if you remember.
Yeah.
I didn't want that many people on the radio.
No.
Because I want... Basically, what happened was we... took over the radio station. The radio station wasn't in the best of shape. And so what we needed to do was just downsize everything,
yeah,
and make the sound a bit more generic, just so that when people tuned in, they knew what they were going to get.
Yeah.
So that involved taking a lot of people off the radio. And then over time, we were going to reintroduce them. But that was going to be quite a long process. So I know that obviously you love doing what you do.
Yeah.
And the idea was to get you to do this. And that's ultimately what we ended up doing. Yes. And here we are.
Here we are. The rest is history.
Yeah.
And you've got the perfect face for radio, to be fair, Jordan.
Shut up. Given recent changes to do with the podcast, is there anything else due to change?
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
Damn. I also noticed whilst researching your career that you have also been involved in some TV work. What are some of the key differences that you experienced compared to working in radio?
TV work was awful. Too many people doing jobs that other people could be doing.
Oh, I've been there. There's so many people stood around trying to look important.
Yeah, they usually have a clipboard.
It's quite bizarre, isn't it? There's someone to carry a clipboard and there's someone to do something else.
Yeah, there are runners everywhere and it's just like you don't need all those people.
It's a cutthroat business as well, isn't it?
It is, but radio, you kind of do it all in radio, which is good because you learn so many different skills. But if you're just running around with a clipboard in TV, what skills are you learning there?
No.
Not really, you know?
No, you're not.
So for me, radio was always better. So I generally don't even acknowledge the TV bits that were in my career.
I've noticed in TV, I mean, at the risk of getting political, there's a lot of taking advantage of people that want to get into that business, you know, and there's a lot of people working for nothing, you know, interns, whatever they call them these days, I'm not really sure. And that always frustrates me a little bit.
Yeah.
As an outsider, looking in, you know?
Yeah.
And I think actually now, because there's YouTube,
right,
people have the experience now, so that, you know, you shouldn't be training people anymore.
No.
You know, there are so many people doing their own channels, their own sort of like TV shows, their own documentaries on YouTube, and these are people under the age of 20.
Yeah.
For example, there's a local YouTuber whom I'm very interested in. Like, I always watch his channel. And he's called Tom Syndicate.
Is this the guy that does the Dungeons and Dragons thing?
No. He has a clothing line as well called Syndicate Original. And what he's done is he documents every weekday of his life and puts it on the internet for people to see.
Maybe we should put a shout out to him and ask him if he'll let us come around and his place and interview him and have a chat with him.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because...
I just did.
I know you did. It's funny you should say that, because he is one of the people who's on my list of suspects to interview in the future.
Suspects?
That's just how I do.
DCI Jordan.
Yeah.
Coming to interview you.
So how are you going to go about doing that then? Tell me what you're going to do.
Big light in the face.
I don't really know.
Well, let's start with giving him a call, maybe, or drop him a message and say, oi.
Yeah, but where would you get? I just don't know where I'd get his contact details.
I'm sure someone out there can help
us. If he's putting his entire life on the internet every day,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure there'll be some way to get hold of him.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know, involved in your career,
yeah,
have you ever met or come across the subject of this podcast, Amanda Holden?
No, but I have sat in the studios that she would use.
Right. What was it like?
Very nice radio studios down at Hart.
Yeah.
But yeah, she would have been there perhaps 5 or 6 years after I left there.
Right.
She's left now, though, hasn't she?
I don't know.
I'm sure I read that last night.
I know Jamie Feakston has left because he's ill.
What did he used to be on? He used to be on TV, didn't he, Jamie Feakston?
Live and Kicking, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it a Saturday morning thing?
Yeah.
With Zoe Ball, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And who were their predecessors?
Ooh, Philip Schofield, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe.
What was the little puppet called on that?
Something the Gopher. Yeah.
Gordon the Gopher,
yeah.
That's your last question, yeah?
Yeah, that's the last question, that.
In that case, shall we move on?
Yeah.
The bit I dread every single week, because the standard never gets any better. Let's do Joke of the Week.
I'm excited. Honor,
here's another joke of the week. Go on, Jordan, you go first.
Can I go second?
Oh, yeah, go on then.
Oh. All right, mine's a little bit seasonable, because everybody's talking seasonal even. Because everybody's talking about, oh, it's 80 days to Christmas or whatever it is. How many days to Christmas is it?
I don't know.
It's not many, is it? Everybody's having to count down. Anyway, so this is a bit seasonal, but I like this joke. One of my favourites. There's two snowmen stood in a field, and one says, "Can you smell carrots?"
No!
Come on!
I'm not even going to put any clapping on for that one. Okay, come on, Jordan. This is all to play for here.
Right. What does Elton John say when he's standing on one leg?
Oh, no.
No, he's not even worth it.
Come on, you're not even going to go there, are you?
Just cut him off now.
I'm still standing.
Can I go now?
Wow.
Am I under contract to stay?
Yeah, to the end of the year, mate.
Yeah.
And then it's contract negotiations.
Scott, come back, all's forgiven.
Do you know what? Jordan, you win this week.
Woo! No!
Oh, yeah!
Get out of it!
1-1
I'm going to look over there now. I don't care if I turn to dust.
In the next week, could you both promise me something?
Yeah.
You'll work on at least buying a joke book of some kind.
Okay.
Or go on Google. Just find something.
Okay.
We've got to raise the standard. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks then.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Enjoy.
Bye. Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.